my colleagues, Mr. Parvez, and other friends. I was invited to this formal function 2 weeks before, and I was looking forward to come to this building. I got this opportunity only today. I have heard with interest a very thrilling talk, if I borrow the word from Parvez, which he often uses in his talk, about the dramatic possibilities of development in our state. The Central Organization of Design is a new organization in the setup of PWD. So the work of design itself is not new one, but it was done in a scattered way. This centrally directed organization about design is certainly a mechanism which will make a qualitative change in the work of PWD, I have no doubt about it. As it is quite obvious to all of us now that we are in the days of planning, and planning presupposes much of pioneering and spared work. Work which has to be done quite in advance and done in a very scientific manner. Unless it is done so, the planning doesn't remain planning. Therefore, the success not only the implementation of plan, but the preparation of a plan also much depends upon this type of work that you are doing here. And therefore, I am really very glad that when this idea was put to government, we accepted with a hope that this new organization will go long way, not only in implementing the second plan target, but also preparing the third 5-year plan in such a way that it will provide and present no difficulties when actually we are about to implement it. I was really interested to know about the resume of work that this organization has done so far and what it proposes to do in days to come. It was really very promising, and I must say, take this opportunity and say that I must congratulate those who have participated in some of the work, because as the Parvez mentioned, the revision of the plan of Girana project, for example, has certainly resulted in giving benefit to more people. It's not only economic plan, but also it's a plan which gives benefit to more people. He has also mentioned some other things which are certainly to the credit of this organization. And this work gives us promise for more useful and better work in days to come. I can only mention one thing here, that he made mention to the river basin work about the survey of river, that this planning of river basin is not enough if it is only done from the irrigation point of view or only PWD point of view. I hope you must have come across a report which I saw very recently about the survey of Gode River, which was undertaken by the Gokhale Institute of Politics and Economics. It consists of many other points of results, because development of a basin is not merely providing irrigational facilities. Those irrigational facilities will have to be examined from other points of view. Ultimately, agricultural development is the objective of irrigational facilities. The hydrological possibilities also take into view the further industrial development of the area concerned. So I can't say, I mean, how you can do this work in this particular organization, but certainly a way can be found out how you can relate your activities to the activities of other concerned departments. How it can be done, at what stage it can be done, what method will have to be found for, is for the central organization, PWD, and other departments to sit down and think about it. But I was thinking of making this suggestion at some other occasion. I thought this is perhaps the most appropriate occasion when I should make a mention of this suggestion. As Barbe pointed out, that we are living through a very momentous time. It is not only momentous, it is momentous, no doubt about it. But really speaking, it is a revolutionary time that we are going through. The revolution has not taken place only when the power changes hands. Really speaking, the changes, the most radical changes in the environment that we are making, is certainly what represents the revolution. And it is said that only during revolutionary periods the history takes jumps. So what he said is right, that within 10, 15 years what we do depends upon the future of history of India. And I am very glad that this development, this revolutionary changes will really speaking be the result mostly, or mainly I must say, the efforts of the persons who have got the technological training and engineers in that field have a very important role to play, no doubt about it. As engineers and as people who have to help in making the plan, I can tell you one thing on our side, because I certainly attach more importance to the independence of the experts in their thinking. We would like to encourage that, because it is only that type of thinking that will help plan and ultimately the people who are going to benefit from the plan. I hope you will maintain that sort of independence and objectivity of your views, which alone is going to be helpful in the work that we have in our group. Well, Barbe said that I should bless this organization. Well, if I can bless, if I have got capacity to bless, certainly I will bless you also. But I can certainly wish you success. I can pray for you. Because ultimately, in administration, as somebody has said, that a tree can be judged by the fruits it bears, not by the roots it has. So also it can be said in the administration, that the administration or the administrators can be judged by what they do, not by what they say. You have said, and said very well. I hope you will also do well and deserve the congratulations that I have in my mind to you. I formally declare this organization and this building open and wish you all the best. Thank you very much.